And then we can just argue that he was, we're going to argue the driving. We're not arguing that he was intoxicated.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but we're live on Anchor. I guess let's just describe the description of the case, and so I don't know what stipulating
preparing
means.
Preparing for a DUI trial for tomorrow.
Okay.
And assuming they have all their actors there, which would be the police officer who did the stop, and the breath technician, because in this case, we had a breath test, and the breath result was a 0.12. Now, a lot of times, we can fight the breath test or fight the breath result or say that it wasn't taken properly or the machine wasn't working properly. My point tonight is to say we're not going to even bother with any of that in this case because it's probably a losing argument anyway. I'm sorry?
By stipulating?
So what we would do is stipulate or agree in court that he was in fact a 0.12 blood alcohol level. It's not illegal to be intoxicated. It's illegal to drive while you're intoxicated. In this case, our defense is he wasn't driving. And in fact, he was asleep in the car, and that's our defense. And we have witnesses, even the police officer himself says he was asleep. Okay. Problem is, I believe the car was running. So we have different factors that are kind of conflicting that bode well for the prosecution in one sense and well for the defense in another sense. So it'll be interesting tomorrow. It'll be a judgment call of what the judge decides to do. But we'll see.
All right. That's the end of the segment of this anchor because we are working. And I just wanted to podcast Mr. Silber in the preparation of trial the day before. He set up for two trials, a mediation that he's preparing for. We are preparing for, and I'll continue about learning more about the stipulation, or I'll add it to the segments because I'm confused with the stipulations. I don't know what it means.
Just
I don't,
an agreement.
Okay, an agreement. But if I were to go inside the court and then to the state's attorney, do I just go directly to her and say, "Hey, I'm stipulating this," or is it
no? Promotion? It's going to happen during the course of the trial. I'm just saying it's not something we're really going to be fighting.
We're filing
the amount of alcohol content.
Nor filing.
Well, we filed all those motions to exclude the evidence, but not expecting to win on those usually.
Motion to inspect discovery and...
Well, inspect discovery and exclude evidence if they gathered evidence illegally or...
There's another Latin name also, I think, that we attach.
For what?
These type of cases. Forgot. We're working. We'll touch back. Bye, everyone. Mr. Silber.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Yep. Thank you for dropping by and sharing. Again, we are expecting all call-ins. This is how we're going to keep offering or proposing Mr. Silber's advice. Or
if you have questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions too.
There we go. But as you know, his time is very valuable. Sorry if we cannot record every day, but we're going to try our best into recording every night here and there. But this material will be, again, limited and... it's something that's a prototype for all upcoming lawyers who have questions. Later on, we can help everyone with the material advice. If you're a lawyer nationwide or across the country, he'll teach you strategy. He'll teach you pleadings, proceedings, and how to be a good person and be happy. That's what it's all at the end. We're working at this time and we got to get it done. You're protecting people's health and wealth. And everybody, again, good night, and maybe we might get back into the segment later. Bye-bye.